Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
A video of a baby shower has popped up on Reddit and people are very much enjoying it. Now, I have to say, it's in Spanish. I can't actually tell you exactly where it is, but the video is all in Spanish and I don't speak Spanish. So if there are any swears in here, I apologize. But I also have no idea. You know what I mean?
Okay. So it's a little disclaimer.
Yeah.
That's how we get around codes and stuff.
That's right. It's not my fault because I don't speak the language. Mm. Okay. So this video starts at the baby shower. The father, the husband, right? He stands up and he's doing a bit of a speech.
Nice.
Right. And his wife is sitting there holding her belly, looking radiant in a pink gown, sitting next to her father, and there's just a crowd all around at different tables, okay?
Hopefully.
So that's where we start this beautiful video. Dad's just got up. Here he goes. And he starts by saying, this man here, you guys don't know, but he's my lawyer. And the lawyer pulls out a briefcase. And the husband is now saying, we have an ultrasound here that proves that my wife is not 4 months pregnant. She's actually 6 months pregnant.
What?
And the child is not mine. Wait for the reaction.
That's
the dad going off?
Yeah, going, okay. Yeah. What? To the daughter. She's saying to her husband, please, let's talk about it outside. Come with me, we'll go talk about it. He's like, no. I have proof here that you've been having an affair. And she's saying, no, let's go talk about it. There's a guy in the background that's got his head in his hands. The lawyer's now pulled out a laptop and has video footage of her at some sort of spa wearing a towel with the guy in the background with his head in his hands. He's in a towel as well, and they're macking on.
Oh, my, wow.
And he's there with his girlfriend, and so now the husband has got him by the hand and going, this party is not for me and my wife, it's for this guy and my wife, because they're the ones having a baby, not me.
Oh, my God, emotions.
And now he's stormed out, she's followed him, and now the guests are throwing cake at the guy that cheated.
Oh, my God.
He's just copped half a cake to the face.
Oh, Lordy, so many emotions. What, I mean, revenge is a dish best served cold, but at a baby shower?
Yeah, I know, brutal, hey?
Holy Moses. That's, you know what? Respecter.
Mm.
Because, yeah, I couldn't do it. I would have to be the, hey, I found this out. But to go through with it at the party when it's your speech in front of everyone.
Incredible.
And the guys in the background and you're like, you're the one. You're the one.
And the guy that is the one is a huge dude. So if it goes wrong, then like as in big muscle. Anyway, so.
That's amazing. And I mean, full of emotion.
New segment idea.
Yeah.
Tom commentates foreign language films.
Not the ones that you want to commentate.
Wake up fresh. Daily.
Wake up
fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
So good.
K-Rock 955.
So we received a letter in our mailbox. I was going to say postbox. No, it was just standard mailbox the other day.
Yeah.
And it was a handwritten note and it was from some neighbours that were a little bit down the street.
Right? Yeah.
And they were like, hey, just want to give you the heads up.
Your dog scratched our child.
No. I woke up this morning though and he's eaten my Palo Santo wood.
I don't know what that is.
It's a wood that you burn. So it's like, you know. It's like a smelling wood.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Well, he thought so. Anyway, and so they sent us a little note saying, hey, just want to let you know that on Melbourne Cup Day, you might notice a few extra cars and things like that around.
Sure.
We're not having a Melbourne Cup Day party. However, we are having a religious ceremony. We're getting married.
Oh, right? Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So we just want to let you know if you've got any concerns, please let us know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like, oh, isn't that beautiful?
And lovely. Good of them to send a note out, because definitely there would be some dobber in the street.
Yeah.
For sure. For
our street seems pretty cool, though. Everyone's like,
oh, I bet you are. You're in the good part of bloody Ocean Grove.
Yeah. So, anyway, and so I was kind of like, oh, that's so sweet. And I actually said to one of my friends, I was like, oh, do you know what? Maybe I might buy a bottle of champagne or something and like leave it over for them and say congratulations. And she's like, don't do that.
You're lovely, but you don't do that. They
I know.
Don't know them. They don't know you.
I know. But anyway, so I didn't. Don't worry.
Yeah, good.
But I thought about it and I didn't do it. So anyway, I went to the supermarket and it was late in the afternoon. I think it was maybe even like 5:30. Anyway, I went to the supermarket. Came back in the car and I was on the phone. So I was on the phone to Jimmy's mum, right? And so, look, I don't realise this. However, I have been told in the past that I can be quite loud when I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah. And car phones are super loud. You ever walk down the street and hear like...
Yeah.
Coming out of a car.
I know. So
with
anyway,
the windows up.
So I am in the car on the car phone. But then, so I'm oblivious to what is going on around me. And I'm like, God, there's a few cars, you know.
You've forgotten.
There's a car like right out the front of our house. And I was like, oh, that's all. Because no one's normally there. I was like, oh, cool, whatever. You know, got around them. And then I pull up into the driveway and I'm out on the phone. And so I'm grabbing the bags and I'm like, oh, yada, 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 right? And then Jimmy runs outside and he's like, in his beautiful way, he's like, the wedding. And I'm like, what? And he's like, the wedding. It's happening like right now.
It's just, yeah.
And I've just yada-yada'd the whole way through
ruining it. Oh, my God.
So their beautiful, magical moment out the front of their house. So they had like a thing set up and I'm just like, so anyway, yeah, my day's been great.
In the background of the video forever.
I know. I'm so, sorry. Maybe I will get that bottle of champagne now.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.
So you're away on Monday. And whilst you're away, I mean, I did all the regular bits for a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, by the way.
That's all right. No, thank you.
It's tough.
No need for thanks. It's fine.
No, it sucks when you're left by yourself.
No, it's all right. I just rolled out some of our favourite bits from the last few months.
And Have we had some good ones?
We've had some crackers, to be honest with you. I spent a fair bit of the show just sitting in this room on my own laughing. Which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just you're never quite sure if anybody else is laughing if it's just us that finds it funny. I particularly enjoyed revisiting the phono that we did a while back where I asked if you could be a fruit, what fruit would you be?
Yes.
And that was based off something I saw that said recruitment agencies are using that question in interviews to I don't know, work out how people's minds work, that kind of thing.
Yeah, typical.
Apparently it's not a very good tactic if you're in that game, but we had a lot of fun with it. I said that I was Rockmelon, and this is what you came out with, which was a lot of fun.
Kiwi,
interesting. Why? I think I know.
Oh, don't. Go on. What?
Well.
The fairy outside.
Yeah,
yeah,
a bit.
Right, okay.
Also,
but it's like I'm nice, refreshing.
Quite tart.
Tart. But also, you have to leave me alone for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I need alone time.
Yeah.
Because you know how citrus burns sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm a good time,
yeah,
but I also just need to hang by myself with my other citruses.
Can't have too much of you.
No.
Kiwi.
I love how I'm like, I'm a good time.
Yeah.
I just want to stress to you all that I am a good time.
You do go on a bit, but that's fine. You're a kiwi fruit, I'm a rock melon, and that was a lot of fun. We had people call up and everybody wanted to be pineapple. You know, prickly,
yes, that's
prickly
right.
Exterior, sweet inside,
yes.
Good on a pizza. A
few bananas.
We had a couple of bananas. but, yeah, it got me thinking while I was sitting there listening.
Yeah.
It's like, what about nuts? What nut would you be?
I don't know how this is the next instalment. It should be what vegetable are you?
Nah.
But I like that. Oh, look, I'm with ya. On this.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to find out what nut you think you are.
Well, I think, okay, so.
Because there's a nut that I think that you are.
Do you have a nut that you think you are?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I'm a Brazil nut.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I'm oddly shaped.
Mm.
I'm quite blotchy.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
You are smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, much like me being rock melon, no one knowingly buys Brazil nuts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just
you're there.
I'm just there.
But you're very easily noticeable in a bag of other nuts.
I do stand out.
You're like, there's Tom.
I do stand out, but probably for the wrong reasons.
No, I'd say you're a welcome surprise.
Okay, well, I'm quite often left to the end.
But when people are forced to spend time with you or eat you, they're pleasantly surprised. Mm,
quite a mouthful too, I am.
Right.
So that's why I'm a Brazil nut. And that's why I brought it to the table, because I want to know what everybody else is.
Well, oh, you're totally a macadamia nut.
Why?
Because no, yeah, because you're Aussie as. You're smooth and round.
Yeah.
Right? You come in a very tightly wound up jar.
Yeah.
And you're super expensive.
Okay. Yes, I am quite fancy. Awesome. Okay. Well, look, we've got callers on the line, and then we'll get to what nut you are just quickly. Timmy in Mount Dunedin, good morning. What nut would you be if you were a nut?
Morning, Tom. How are you, mate? I think I'm a cashew.
Oh, why is that?
I thought of a cashew.
Why?
Why?
Tom, tastes good and I'm soft.
Ah, lovely. And you can also be made into milk.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, okay. Sorry.
Tastes good and I'm soft. Can we isolate that audio?
Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, love your work, Timmy. Okay, so we've got Timmy, and now we go from Timmy to Scotty. This can only end well, Tom. Scotty in Highton, what kind of nut are you?
I'm the opposite. I'm hard. I'm walnut.
Hang on.
You're cutting out there a bit. You're hard and what?
I'm not hard. I'm
nah.
Oh,
nah,
no, Scotty.
I think he said he's a walnut.
Okay, well, that's what I am.
You're a walnut as well.
I'm totally a walnut, you
oddly
know.
Oddly shaped.
Pretty oddly, yeah, you know, a bit ruffled. Mm. Popular, right? A bit dry. Sometimes bitter.
Yeah, can't have too much of it.
Can't have too much, yeah.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.